Okay, Nancy, I want you to forget everything you thought you knew about cooking rice. I have come across a method for cooking rice without a rice cooker, which I've never had, that makes the most perfect rice, and it's different than everything I thought I knew myself.
Okay, Stein, share the wealth.
Okay, this is from Mandy Lee's wonderful and wonderfully profane blog, Lady and Pups. Number one thing that took me by surprise, the ratio of rice to water, 1:1.
Okay.
Sounds like not enough water, doesn't it? But it is. And here's what she does. First, you got to wash the rice, which I always do anyway. You wash it real carefully, cold water. I just put it in the pot I'm going to cook it in, fill it up about 3/4 with water, and rub it between my fingers, drain it, fill it up again, and just keep doing that until it's pretty clear. It'll never be perfectly clear. Drain it completely. I just use a little wire strainer. Mix that rice 1:1 with water. Cover it and put it over the very lowest flame you can get on your stove. If it's electric, you know, the lowest setting. If that's still pretty warm and would make it boil, and you must never let it boil, then put a heat diffuser under it. I used 1 cup of rice, 1 cup of water, covered it, let it sit over that super low heat for about 15 minutes, maybe 20. You're going to have to find your own way with your own stove and your own rice and stuff. After that 15 or 20 minutes, turn the heat up just a tiny little bit. And then another 10 minutes. After those 10 minutes are up, turn off the heat and let the rice sit for about 5 minutes. When the 5 minutes are up, lift the lid, because you must never lift the lid until then, and with chopsticks or a little wooden spoon or whatever, gently fluff it up and then cover it again and let it sit for another 5 minutes. I've gone as much as 10 or 15, and not only doesn't that hurt it, but I think it actually makes it even better. You will get perfect rice. Now, this recipe was for sushi rice, but I've tried it with long grain jasmine rice, and by adjusting the times, I've also made it work for short grain brown rice. It works great. I thought I could make rice, but this makes the best rice ever.
Stein, I am absolutely exhausted listening to you tell that whole story about you do this and 5 minutes here and 10 minutes there.
It's
and
easy.
Because you know what, Stein? I used to cook my rice like that.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a rice cooker. You do what you say. You try to wash some of the starch off your rice, put it in the rice cooker, add water up to the line that it tells you to. So this is a trick. You can push the button and then say white rice, brown rice, quick rice. You have a choice.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, Stein. Then you walk away and you cook the rest of your dinner and don't pay any attention to it. Or you go read the paper, you know, your call.
Well, Nancy, this is for people that don't have a rice cooker like me. And
I'm not getting
a rice cooker. What do you think of that?
I'm buying you a rice cooker for Christmas, all right? Oh, wait, your birthday's coming up real soon. You're getting a rice cooker from me.
I don't want a rice cooker. I like doing it this way. And it's not a lot of work. The stove is doing all the work. You just have to set it in motion.
The stove is doing all the work until you realize that you forgot to turn the simmer thing off.
Those that want to let the rice cooker have all the fun can go ahead. But this is a great method. Take a look at the Food for Thought blog at knkx.org. Follow these instructions. They're a lot easier than Nancy is making them out to be, and you will get perfect rice. With KNKX food talker Nancy.
Push my button.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Rice cookers. Where we're going, we don't need rice cookers.
Stein.